We are Simin Shin Yu Kes Sif Yu Zayin. Also, Litain Sainon Alamechem Afilu Lahafshir. We're speaking about a liquid that is not Yatsay like this. It is Sainon. And one wants to put it on top of a urn. And the purpose is he wants is to get warm. So if this urn, this tea kettle, is hot enough, Shilu hoya meniche sham harbe hoya boli debisho, that if he would leave this machol tainon, he has a pot full of a novolach that is tainon, and if he leave it there long enough, it would become yad seledes. So even though his intent is not to leave it there, he's going to make sure to take it off before it gets Yatzei Ledes. Afal Pikein, Chazal were afraid that he might forget about it and he might leave it there. And from this pu'ula of putting it over the meicham, it's going to get cooked in Shabbos. Shedin meiniach agabi meicham, kedin meiniach keneged hamedurit. These two cases have the same halacha, just like if one is meniach keneged hamedurit, we will not permit him to put something that is not a double lach, that is sainon, because he might forget it there and it will become yatzeladis. So the same halacha applies by a meicham. Vim einoi cham kolkach, but if the heat coming out from the meicham, I feel he'll leave it there for a longer period of time, it will, the kafshul will never become yatzei ledes. So then mutter, then one is permitted to put it on the meicham in Shabbos. Zakhtar Mishnah Brure, also Litain Sainon. And this is the Das HaMechaber that holds everything which is not Yatzei Ledes has a halacha of Sainon. Lefi ma de masik haremola el besif tezvav bahago. The Gemara said before that if it is, it was nisbasu, and now it is still, it is still leinitstanen legamri, it still has some of the previous heat that it possessed before. So according to the Gemara, there's no isabishul. So according to the Gemara, yesh lahakul bezem, mo yedover mevushul, v'lo yinitztanein legamri. Harbei, so we say, if it will remain there for a longer period of time, so then it is also to put it on there, I feel it with an intent to take it off. The Chayishina, we are afraid, Shema Yishkach, Binechenu Shom, Ad She Yisbashel. We are afraid he might forget about it, and they'll leave it there till it will become Nisbashel. Kedin Mei Niach, Rotzaloyma Amavua La'el, Besif Yudalid, Afilu Mahafik, Sinosay Osa, even not only if he wants to make it warm, Afilu, he just wants to take out the chills of the liquid, the Dovalach, is also Im Yochalove Lide Bishop. If there is a potential that by leaving there it will be Nisbashel, so he's not allowed to put it there at all. V'im einoi cham kol kach, but what if it is not cham kol kach? That means they'll never make it yatzei lettuce, and it is mutar. Now, one more halacha. V'im ha-meichen oimed al gabei ha-eish, ha-inu la-el besidches, we hear there two days, and halacha we paskined, like the first day, that if the kavshul is reseach or it's a dovayovesh, one is permitted to put it over the mecham, which is over the eish, and it's not a mishul bekach. Now, and then the last halacha was, but if the mecham is not hot enough that it could make the reitev yatzei ledes, samutar afilu imu atzeinu nudovish lenizbashu ma'ilam. Afilu, this liquid never got cooked, but there's no problem because it will never become cooked. Now, sif yutches. Ha'ilfes v'hakbeiro she'eviron murusochen me'al gabi ho'u. We have a pot that was on the flame, and he took them off, and they're still very hot. Im lein is bashul kol tzolkoi. Now, this, we took it off, and it wasn't completely cooked. So now, well, let's just realize what happened. It's not completely cooked, so he can't put it back. It's Shabbos, so that is Ichan not allowed to do. So now he's going to eat whatever he took off that is in the pot. It's not completely cooked. But now there's a halacha. How do you get it out from the pot? There's a problem how to get it out. Im lein is marshal kol tzolkoi ein meitzien bechaf mehem. One is not permitted to take a ladle, to take a spoon, and take out the contents with a spoon, with a ladle. Now, l'cheire, what's wrong with that? That's l'cheire, a very innocent action. He's taking out the whatever the contents are, not completely cooked, right? So he's taking it out with a ladle. So the Mechaber says, no, if you take out with a ladle, shenimtso megis, by taking out with a ladle, he is stirring the tavshul. And we'll see, it's really not called, it's not a true hadassah. With the Rabbonon, Chazal asked to take out with a ladle something which is not completely cooked. I mean, the Rabbonon, we gave this a din of hadassah of stirring. V'ikor mishum mevashul, and there is an isa bishul, and we will see in the Mishnah Berurah, and that means if he would be megis this piyadayim, he's going to open up the pot and going to stir the contents in the pot, so he's over an isa d'araisa. So, Philu, he doesn't stir the contents, he just takes out randomly with the ladle, he starts taking out. So there's a Issa Hagose Midarabonon through taking it out with a ladle. The in is Basil called Salkoi. So that is only if the contents which are in the pot are not completely cooked. So then we have a bishul the iraisa through hagose, and it's also midarabonon to take it out with a ladle, so he will not stir it at all. But if vim nispashul kol tzolkoi, What is the din if it was completely cooked? Muta, so then you're allowed to take it out of the pot with a ladle. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Sheviron merutochen. Nokat sheviron. He's specifying that it is not al ha'ish. L'revusa to tell us a chiddush. Afilu bozeh. In such a case, it's not al ha'ish. It's off the ha'ish. Also, Shiloin is Marshall called Sokai. So he hopped on. He's telling us a terim. He's telling us Isurim. If it's Nisbashel called Sokai, you're allowed to take it out with a ladle. If it's not Nisbashel called Sokai, you're not allowed to take it out with a ladle. That's what he said. But then he spoke out a case. These two alohes are speaking about heviron min ha'ish. It's not al-gabi ha'ish. So why did he hop on this condition of heviron? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nokad sheviron l'rvuso, petalos achidish. Da'afilu bozeh, even though it is not al-ha'ish, also, Shiloin Nisbashel Kol Tzolkoi. If it was not Nisbashel Kol Tzolkoi, it is also to take it out with a ladle. Even though it's not Al Ha'ish, it is also. That is, so he told us, Haviram Ha'ish, to tell us this Chiddush, it's not Al Ha'ish. But there's an Israel to take out what's a ladle, Shaloy al Ha'ish. Ubinis Marshal Kol Tzolkoi. But what if it is completely cooked? So then, the by this Marshal Kol Tzolkoi, Afilu Oimeid al Gabi Ho'ur Mutolohisi Bekas. If it's completely cooked, so then, you don't need this condition that he took it off the ish. If it was on the ish, he can take it out with a ladle. Kein mashma b'beis yosef. That's how it's mashma from the beis yosef. Abu b'liyor rabbi masik diyesh leser b'osef. The liyor rabbi says, if you have something al ha'ish, it is completely cooked. You're not allowed to take a ladle and take out some of the contents from this pot. Kozman the Tzalei. So we have here a machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Lior Rabbe. Beis Yosef is Mekel, the Lior Rabbe Asos. And the Charisian brings down over here, on this aloha that the Liyorabba brings down a coal boy, and the coal boy says that if he made Hagosa Mamish, if it is Al Ha'ish and it is completely cooked, and he mixed it al ha'ish. We don't have a mechaber that is speaking about this. The mechaber is speaking about that he's taking out with a ladle. But the Sharetzin brings down a kolboy that holds if you stir it al ha'ish, even if it's completely cooked, you're chayif. And this has to be discussed. What's shot in this? But al kaponim, we have here as follows. We have here to take out with a ladle from a pot that is al ha'ish. So the Beis Yosef holds its mutter, the Rabba holds this is also. Now, let me explain something. Dirshui brings down the big machlekes. If Dailam remembers, we are noyig, and we have a blech, we put the blech over the flame, and the blech gives it a din of kufal tume. It's considered like the flame is covered. And something that is kufa uktuma, one is permitted to take off in Shabbos and to return it. So that means if a person has something apart on the, let's speak of a scenario. That means we have here a family, and some came back at 11:45, and they're up to eating the cholent. Others went to a later minyan, and they're going to come back 12:45, and it's the cholent is on the flame. So we have no problem in this situation. That means, so what's going to be? There are those who are 11:45, they want to eat the cholent already. They don't want to wait to the others, for the others. So we have a seder of chazore, you take off the pot, you're holding it, we'll take out from the pot, we'll give the portions to those who are here, we'll put it back again, and 12:45, those who went to the later meeting will also have their cholent, no problem. The Chazon Ish had a tremendous problem. The Chazon Ish had a problem. Chazon Ish disagreed with this old concept of a blech. He held a blech does not make it gufa ktuma. Right? So the Chazon Ish did not have this capability of making chazore in Shabbos on his stove, because a blech does not make it ktuma. So if you're going to take off the pot, you can keep it off. You can return it. The Chazon Ish had this problem, this tremendous problem. And therefore, so what do you do? They had many Talmidim who held like him. So what do you do? In this scenario, you have someone that's going to come late, and you don't have a heta of chazore. So the Chazon Ish paskin lahaloshe like the Beis Yosef. But you're allowed to take out from the pot, not to stir. To take out with a ladle from the pot. This is...
Still on the...
What? Yeah, it's on the blech, on the blech. He didn't hear it. Yeah, it's on the blech. And then you open up, it's completely cooked. You open it up, you take out with a ladle. You don't stir chas v'shalom. You take first come, first serve. You don't look on there, there's a potato I want, mamish, this. No. You take first come, first serve. You take your ladle, you take off from the top. You don't dig down into the bottom. You take out of the ladles. And we have a beisheisim that says it's mutter, even though it's aleish, and that's a Chazon Ish paskin. The Minchas Yitzchak paskin like this. And,
Fully cooked.
What?
Fully cooked. What can happen with
stew? What's
like stew?
We'll talk about that soon.
So, this strictness of Chazon Ish was made when they cook.
That's right. That's right. He had to be shoykel. What's the chumru? What's the kula? And that's what he did. And we have other makilim. The Minchas Yitzchak was also Meikul. And the Shevet HaLevi says another case, Afilu, we don't have the Chumras HaChazon Ish. You have a very large pot. You can't take it off and put it back again. You have a pot that is cooking for 200 people. You have a cholent with a tremendous one. You can't make chazore. So, and there, it was also Meikul. Again, but you just take, first come, first serve, you take your ladle, whatever's on the top, that's when you take out. Rav Moshe holds that this is also. The Paskins like silly rabbis, and you cannot take out of the pot whilst it's on the blech, but whilst on the ash. But Rav Moshe says a kulin, and others also say this kulin. If you move the pot, you can't lift it up, it's too heavy, it's whatever it is, but you move the pot, that, let's say the pot is now al-ha'ish, you cannot take al-ha'ish, you're not permitted to take out the contents with a ladle. This is the Lior Rabbe. But if you move it away, that it's not over the ash, it's not so close to the ash, but it's in a place where the mokim, where it is on, is Yad Seledes, that means the blech is Yad Seledes, so this is still called al ha'ash that chazor is mut. I didn't take it off, but I don't have the chumrah of al ha'ash. This is not called al ha'ash. So memele. So then this is permissible. Now, this is we're speaking about a tafshul that is al ha'ish. So we said the vial, there is a machlekes, if one is permitted to take while it's mamish al ha'ish, is one permitted, and it's completely cooked, is one permitted to take it off with a ladle? Beisheisa was mata, mechazenish, the Shevet HaLevi, amata l'tzeirech, the mata to do this. Like the Beisheisa, when the Ebed Eliyahu Rabbe is machmer, but if it's not al ha'ish, you push it off, it's on the blech, and the blech is Yad Seledes, but it's not al ha'ish. So then Rav Moshe holds, and it is permissible to take it off with a ladle. That's one thing. Now let's talk about another thing. Is there a iser hagose by water? I remember I learned to base Medrashelian, and at that time there was no such thing as a water urn. There was a tremendous pot full of water, and in order, if you wanted some water, you took a ladle and took out some water, and this was al-ha'ish. But here we have another kule, is this concept of hagosa, of mixing up, stirring. We don't understand yet what this is by a dovish and his marshal called Sochay, but this concept of hagosa, does it apply by water? So there's also a machlekes. Others hold that it's also, he brings down the mekechayim, ekseis ha-shulchan, and then there's an avnei nezer, and the motion that holds that by water, the whole concept of hagosa is not applicable. So memele is, so then one is permitted to take out with a ladle, because there's no issa of magus whatsoever. Now, we're speaking about water. Water, so we have here mikilim. This is Abnei Neza, Rav Moshe, the Bodo L'chaim, Rabbi Liyashiv, hold by water, there's no issa of Hagosa. Right. Now, let's talk about clear chicken soup. Does this have the same halacha as water, or is it more homo? Rav Nissim Karelitz holds that there's a din of water. Rav Shlomo Zalman was machna. Fine. The dafke water, not chicken soup. So far we learned that the Mahaba is speaking about if it's completely cooked, you're allowed to take it out when it's not Aleish, and when it's Aleish, to take it out with a ladle, we have here these chalukei days. But the Mechaber started off by saying, if the food in the pot was not completely cooked, so then a ladle is also also shenimsa megis v'ikar mishum mevasho. He's a megis v'ikar mishum mevasho. So let us see the next mishtabura. V'choshkein lahogis mamish dosa. That means v'yesh chiyev chatos bozev lefi mashe posa kashulchan orach le'el b'siv dalet v'bizem misayeya u'mekorei lahabishul v'choshev kimevashul. Now let us just explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is saying as follows. That what the Mechaber said, shenimso megis, does not mean that this is an emissa megis. The taking out with a ladle is similarity to hagosa, and it's also midrabonon by something that was not nisbashul kol sochay. But it is not a real megis. But if he'll stir it up, we're talking about, I took a pot off the fire, I put it on the counter, but the contents in the pot were not completely cooked. So the Mishnah Berurah says, to take it out with a ladle is also midrabonon. To mix it up, to stir it up, is the Anisa Deraisa. Now, why is there Anisa Deraisa? So he says, two cheshbonos. We learned before the Mechaber paskens, and this is the Shitas HaRambam, something that is cooked kemachol ben drisoy. It's a third cooked or a half cooked. It's edible. It's edible. It's not so edible, but it's edible. So the Shitas HaRambam is that if you will make it more edible, you'll cook it better. So this is a bishul deraisa, because every pu'ula that you will enhance the bishul by cooking it more, that's called a mevashul, even though it's edible as is, but cooking it more will make it more edible, so that's called a bishul deraisa. That's number one. Number two, if I take something and I have food in a pot which is not completely cooked, I take it, I put it on the counter, and I'm going to go and stir it now. So this stirring process, which is called hagosim, this stirring process will enhance the bishul. It will cook better now, even though it's shalaya leish, but by stirring the tavshil in the pot, it will cook better. And it will cook quicker. That means I have, it's a hot pot, and perhaps we could assume that through its own heat, it will perhaps cook a little better. The while you have this hot pot that is covered, it will cook. But by stirring it, it will cook quicker and better. So that's called a mevashul. So, Mela, this is also in a Torah, if the contents that are in this pot were not completely cooked. So if you stir it, you are making a bishul deraisa, and if you'll take it out with a ladle, that's also midarabonim, because Chazal gave this ladle a din of midarabonim, kiilu you are stirring it. Now, Agavulche, they bring down a shaila, which could be very negeya. there's a concept of mekarev bishulai. That means through this pu'ula, what I'm doing, I'm stirring it, it will get cooked quicker. That means we'll get cooked quicker. So now they bring down such a shaila. Let's say a person put water in the urn before Shabbos and it's cooking away. Let's say it's not, let's say the sheer bishul is, let's say it should be considered completely cooked, will be, we'll say 159, 160, that's called completely cooked. I filled up the urn, was, let's say, 10 minutes before Shabbos, and let's say, now my Shabbos is, let's say, it's partially cooked to whatever the shear would be by water. It's that already. It's not completely cooked. Fine. But it's in the urn and it's cooking away. Then, fine. I want to take some hot water out of the urn. It's not so cooked. I want to take some hot water out. So others say this is also. Why? Because by taking out hot water, that means it's not completely cooked yet. Now, this water would have remained in the urn, would take another 10 minutes for it to become completely cooked. Now that you took out a cup of hot water from this urn, now in 9 minutes it's going to be completely cooked because there's less water that has to be cooked. You took away, you lessen the amount of water in the urn. So that's called, you were mikarev the bishul. And being men here, we just learned in this Mishnah Berurah, the bezeh misayim mikarev la bishul, v'choshev kimevashul. If I did a pu'ule, that I was mikarev the bishul, so that's called kimevashul, The same shaila arises if a person put on the hot water, let's say the hot water is running before Shabbos, or by mistake he put on the hot water in Shabbos. So now, when one puts on the hot water, as soon as one puts on the hot water, cold water is running into the boiler, and this cold water is getting cooked from the water in the boiler. So, right, if he did it before, so let's make it a push at the case. He did this before Shabbos, he left hot water running. No, Shabbos. So he has hot water, and the water is cooking. Now, so the scenario is that now in the boiler it is running, to say, the cold water, and the cold water that came in 5 minutes ago is in the process of getting cooked. The new cold water will get cooked in another 5 minutes, and that's what's happening. If I'm going to shut the hot water now, so I'm taking away the cold water which is coming in. So the cold water, which as yet was not cooked, will be cooked now in an earlier time, because the cold water is running in. So it's the previous cold water, it did not cook so readily, because I have to say the new cold water running in by shutting the hot water. I am mekarev the bishul of the cold water which was there already. So kaponim, we have here this halacha of kirov bishul. You're not allowed to be mekarev the bishul, b'choshem kimevashul. But what is this? It's cooked completely. Vim nisbashul cold salkai. Now, the case of the mechaber is, he took it off the flame. Bim nisbashul kol sol kai mutter. Afilu lahogis boy. So the Mishnah Berurah says, now one is permitted afilu to stir the pot. But it seems it's pushing. Now let's go further. Avo. So now we hear the aloche, al kabun, what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber is talking about to take, I took the pot off the flames. So if it's completely cooked, the Mechaber said, I'm allowed to take it out with a ladle. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to stir it also. If it's not completely cooked, you're not allowed to take it out with a ladle, mid rabbonon, and if you stir it, you're even nisa deraisa. But what is, let's not talk about food. I have a pot, and in this pot, there's wool that is being in the process of being dyed. That means there's wool in the pot, and there's dye in the pot, and it was bubbling away, and I took it off the flame. It's not on the flame anymore. But I have here a hot pot, a klirishen, and it's off the flame. Af al pi shekolat ha'ayin, even though the af al pi shekolat ha'ayin, that means the dye already was. The tema already became colored from this dye. Also, lahogis boy perish lananeya oise bekaf. To mix it up, even though it's dyed already, it's also to mix it up. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, also, lahogis boy mishum tseveya, that you are tseveya, shekeinu meleches atzviya lahogis tomit, kidei shiloi ischares. That means in the process of tzviya, that means in order that the tzema should not get burnt, there is a seder of stirring the wool. It should not get burnt. So that's a chelik of meleches atzviya. Gam al yedei hagose nikla tatzema batzema yaisa. Also, he's saying two reasons why Hagose is also by Atzema B'yoyze. The second reason is by stirring the wool, or stirring the dye, whatever you're stirring there in the pot, this will enhance the dyeing of the wool. That means the more I stir it, the better the dye colors the wool. So the second reason we can readily understand, the second reason is this pu'ula of stirring the wool or stirring the dye when the wool is in it enhances the tzviya. It makes that it should be, that the teva, the dye, should be the more niklat in the tzemel. That is the second reason. The first reason, he's saying something else. The first reason he's saying, perhaps the stirring does not make the dye enter the wool better. But the wool is in the dye, every minute that the wool is in the dye is penetrating the wool. But there is a problem that through this penetration, the dye will not be stirred, the wool might get burnt. So the stirring process is to ensure the wool will not get burnt. So that is called meleches hatzvi'a. That means if in the dyeing process, even though the penetration of the dye in the wool does not get enhanced by my stirring, but al kaponim, the stirring enhances that the dyeing should be proper, that the wool should not get burnt. So this pu'ula is considered a chelik of the dyeing process, and therefore it is also. Right. So now we have over here that we have that stirring is mutter by nisbashul kol soche, but by wool in a kedeira in a yoyre, stirring is also, even though it got dyed already, but the stirring will enhance the continuing dyeing process. That's so far. Now there's a Gemara, Perish Linanea Isoi Bekath. One is not permitted to shake, to mix up with a receptacle the dye in the wool and the wool and the dye when the wool is in the dye. Hago Ulachatchile. Now the remote comes with a chumre. Ulachatchile yesh li zoyer as. Now the remark comes with a chumre. Af mikdeira, that means the remark said now a chumre. That means the mechaber said, if I have food in a pot, which was completely cooked, and I took it off the flame, so the mechaber says, I'm allowed to take it out with a ladle. And the Mishnah Berurah said in Kuf Tezvav, I feel the longest boy. I mean, it was completely cooked and it's off the flame. I feel the longest boy, de Mishalacha Bishal. It's cooked already, so there's no problem. The Ramah came with a Moiradike Chumre. You have food in a pot which was completely cooked. And you took the pot off the flame, and now you want to take out the contents from the pot into a bowl. So the Gemara says, "Ulechatchila yesh li zoyer av mikdeira, don't take out with a ladle." Ela yafich akdeira likore v'lo yesi bechav. Ashek lecha chumre, that is completely cooked. And it's off the flame, pour from the pot into the bowl. Now we always think there's a frumkeit to take out with a ladle, and then we'll have now it's a kli shlishi and thus, and I can put salt in and thus. The Ramah said, no, don't take out with a ladle. This is a chumra of the Ramah. Va'ayim ba'achreinim, t'loi nehigin la'ach me'boset. This chumra of the Ramah, we don't ask you like this. Yeah. The Ba'emes Seiker Kemoshe Kosamno Mitchila the Mavusha called Sochoi Afilu Lahogis Muta, something that is completely cooked. You'll have to mix it already, you'll have to stir it already. Chemavu Lekama Besimin Shinchof Aleph Saif Sif Yutes. It's Muta. You'll have to fill it, so here we can. So Memele, so this Chumre was not Neskabel. You want to be machmer? It's off the flame. Yachmer b'agosa mamish. No, there's a mokim to be machmer to make a gosel. Avol lohitzi bechaf ein lahachmer klal. Lohitzi bechaf ein lahachmer klal. Okay. Now, I'd like to mention, we have started mentioning this Ashikasa Kolboi that holds that something that is Nisbashal, it's completely cooked, you're not allowed, there's Ashikasa Kolboi, you are not allowed to mix it al haish, even though it's completely cooked, and it's also minat toya. That's the pashtus of the Kolboi. And later there's a Sharitian that says he doesn't understand this. Well, if it's we pass can I mishul achamishul. So why should this be also? So there are a few mahalchim to understand this Kolboi. One mahalach is, they bring from the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Eliashiv, something very interesting. There's a klal ein bishul acha bishul, which means if I have something which is cooked al haish, and the heat, whatever the heat did to enhance the machu, it's cooked already. Now, I'll put it back al haish, let's say, Melechaz, I'll put it back al haish. It's a continued cooking. You're not accomplishing anything. Ein bishul acha bishul. That means whatever the heat did, it's done already. So you won't make a bigger bishul. But through stirring a machol, this is a different type of a taste, a different type of being mashlim the machol. My chavrusa told me, he said, his wife, sometimes when she doesn't have time, she wants to make applesauce, so she cuts up pieces of apple, she doesn't have time, she puts it in and it cooks, and it dissolves, and you have the applesauce. Well, if she stirs the applesauce, it tastes differently. There's a process of stirring which gives a different taste to the macho, and this is a new type of a bishul. So that's why others, the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Yashiv and others say, that means if it's al haish and you are stirring, this is a shibtas kolboi. So others say that that's why this is also, this is why this is a bishul diyaraisim. Others say that the reason it is also, we're afraid that there were some particles of the food which were stuck together and they were unable to be cooked properly because they were stuck together. So they were, the liquid of the machu was not able to penetrate these helkei amachu, but by stirring it, you'll be separating it and you'll be able to cook it better. Others say that the reason the Kolboi holds its abyssal deraisa, just like we said, by tzviya, when you color something, so the stirring the dye accomplishes that the chemo does not get burnt. And that alone is mihelke atzviya. That means derech atzivim. So the same thing, if you have something on the flame, if you won't stir it, it might get burned. So that is mehelke abishul. That means whatever you do to ensure that the bishul, not necessarily I'm being moisiv in the bishul, but if it's alaish, if you won't stir it, it's going to get burned. So the stirring is mihelke abishul, and that is why it has a shame of ashul, just like we had, that the stirring of a yoyre is called seveya.